The number of refugees who are resettled in Duval County has slowed to a trickle under recent federal policies. New arrivals in Jacksonville dropped from nearly 1,500 in 2016 to about 300 last year. Many of the refugees who do make it to Northeast Florida are waiting for family members who aren't allowed to join them. Salwa Ghazi brings coffee and a plate of small round patties called kibbeh to the living room in her Englewood apartment. Through an interpreter, she says she and her husband, Adnan Mohamed Salah, came from Syria to Jacksonville with two of their children in September of 2016.
They said, you all live in a small room, but if you come here, at least you can bring them all. So they promised her that she will be able to bring all her kids.
But they were forced to leave their oldest three behind. Ghazi says UN officials told her they'd eventually reunite in the U.S. Yet, two were never given the chance to apply, and the youngest, their 23-year-old daughter, Widad, did apply, but was rejected because of the recent ban on Syrian refugees. That's one of the changes leading to the sharp decline in new refugees. The Trump administration has also increased vetting and set a cap of 30,000 refugees for 2019. The lowest ceiling for admission since the federal resettlement program started in 1980. Florida has the largest resettlement program in the U.S., and its number of refugees fell from just shy of 65,000 in 2016 to about 8,000. That's put families like the Salas, who are awaiting reunions with family, in limbo. Salah is concerned he may never see his children again.
Like, even if he has a hope that one day he becomes citizen and he could meet them somewhere, well, where are he going to meet them? Because they cannot come here and he cannot go to Syria.
The 59-year-old's children have been living in Turkey since they all fled Syria's civil war in 2012. But he fears the Turkish government will send them back. Human Rights Watch reports Turkish authorities have been detaining and coercing refugees into signing forms saying they want to return to Syria, something government officials deny. Ghazi is visibly emotional as she recalls why she left Syria.
They reached to a point that no school, no work, nothing, even the bread.
After living more than 3 years in Turkey, Ghazi, Salah, and their two sons were resettled in Jacksonville by World Relief. The humanitarian nonprofit was one of three local resettlement agencies before closing its doors this summer after 30 years. The other two are Lutheran Social Services and Catholic Charities. World Relief spokesman Matthew Soren says Jacksonville's was the seventh office to close nationwide since President Trump took office.
And we have cut down staff a lot in the last few years, but it just reached a point where to sustain our program nationally, we can't be in so many locations with so much few refugees arriving.
The nonprofits help refugees set up their apartments, get their children into school, and go to doctor's appointments during a 3-month transition period. But refugees get an invoice for those services from the federal government, which funds the resettlement program after the 90 days are up. World Relief resettled nearly 500 refugees to Jacksonville in 2016. Before closing this year, it served just three.
And more than ever, a refugee has become a number, not even considered a family.
That's Sylvia Almond, who helped settle Salah's family when she worked as a volunteer coordinator at World Relief Jacksonville. She now works at Lutheran Social Services and says her new agency also has had to cut its staff by more than two-thirds. As resettlement agencies downsize, some local organizations like the DuPont YMCA Youth Development Center are helping fill the need.
So we have two buildings here at the Y, and it's a youth development center.
The nonprofit center this year opened Florida's first New American Welcome Center, a national initiative that helps provide English classes, citizenship preparation, and workforce development to newcomers. Amber Dodge heads the center.
There needs to be resources available for immigrants to come and where they feel comfortable to access things that they need to learn to navigate the systems in the U.S. So I think they saw the need and they just stepped up.
Still, for long-settled refugees like the Salah family, the hope is hard to keep. Ghazi says her Syrian friend's daughter was headed to the U.S. on the same day President Trump announced the 2017 travel ban, and her flight to the U.S. was canceled last minute. Abu Qaradan, 89.9 WJCT News.